This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning at 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The first Pennsylvania inmate to die from the coronavirus was 67-year-old Rudolph Sutton. He was serving a life sentence for murder. He died just as the Pennsylvania Innocence Project took a major step toward clearing his name. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Prosecutors said Sutton paid a group of men to kill a 33-year-old man in South Philly who was selling what they referred to as bad crack.
The theory was the murder was like part of a Jamaican drug gang rivalry.
Neelam Sanghvi is legal director at the Pennsylvania Innocence Project, a nonprofit that works to exonerate the wrongly convicted. Her group has spent the last 5 years investigating Sutton's case, and she says there are several red flags showing Sutton and his co-defendants probably weren't responsible. For starters, neither Sutton nor any of his two co-defendants are Jamaican. She also says the central witness in the case didn't name any of them in his initial statement to police.
You know, he named entirely other people the first time, and it's only after he then talks to detectives like again and again that he starts bringing in these guys.
Just as Sutton's health began to decline, the nonprofit submitted its findings to the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. A spokeswoman for the DA's office wouldn't confirm whether it's investigating. For Rudolph's son, Rodolfo Sutton, the possibility that his dad was innocent makes his death even more painful.
Honestly, I just want to know. I need to know what happened.
His father spent 10 days in the hospital. Then his health got worse when he returned to SCI Phoenix in Montgomery County, where more than two dozen prisoners have tested positive for COVID-19. Rudolph Sutton struggled to breathe, often pausing between sentences during their phone calls. In late March, Rodolfo talked to his father over video chat. A man who once excelled at martial arts was now in a wheelchair.
I got plenty of pictures from our time together. He looked nothing like that.
Roughly a week later, Rudolph Sutton was dead. His son says he never assumed COVID-19 was to blame. He says his father was never tested. The Montgomery County coroner confirmed it 3 days after his death. A spokesperson for the State Department of Corrections declined to provide details from Rudolph Sutton's medical file, citing federal privacy law. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.